This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans may owe federal taxes on last year's Tabor refunds. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The IRS is advising Coloradans and residents of several other states to hold off on filing tax returns until the agency figures out how to handle last year's refunds and special payments. Colorado's Revenue Department says nobody should pay any taxes on Tabor refunds, and that they have told the IRS this. The state hopes to have an answer from the IRS within the next week or so. Tabor has been part of the Colorado Constitution since 1992. It requires the state to return excess revenues to taxpayers. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Evictions in Denver are back above pre-pandemic levels. In January, the city saw more than 1,000 evictions. That's amid rising rents and as pandemic emergency funding to help renters has dried up. Those programs are no longer taking new applicants. The downtown Denver Hyatt Regency sent security officers to break up a gathering of black psychologists in a hotel suite. CPR's Elaine Tassi reports the guests are asking for a reimbursement, an apology, and a donation.
On Wednesday night at about 9:15, a few people of color who are members of the National Association of School Psychologists asked the hotel for a plate to put some cookies on. Guests say the hotel responded by breaking up the gathering and collecting names and IDs. D.C.-based school psychologist Byron McClure said,
"If they are truly sorry, simply fulfilling these three things is a way to provide authentic healing."
As of 3 p.m. Thursday, the hotel has not responded to the guests or to CPR News. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
The town of Florence is closer to finding a new city manager. The Canyon City Daily Record reports a contract with a recruiting firm has brought in 30 applications, 10 from people from Colorado. Florence's previous manager was arrested on stalking and sexual assault charges 2 years ago. This is CPR News.